on Hard Facts. I don't just bring you the news, I bring you the newsmakers.
Consul General of the U.S. Consul General in Lagos, giving her first ever interview in Nigeria. Claire Pierangelo.
They come to me because they know Lagos is listening.
I love the way you engage Nigeria, especially with people who are here to connect with Nigeria. They still be among Nigeria than you are.
We talk to the newsmakers.
The Special Assistant to the President on Digital and New Media, Tolu Ogunlesi. Frank Mba has just walked into the studio. Yawande Sadiku. Yawande is the Executive Secretary of NIPC, the Nigeria Investment Promotion Council. The Senior Special Assistant to President Muhammadu Buhari on Public Affairs, Mr. Ajuri Ngelale.
We talk to captains of industry.
She's the founder and CEO of Tomato Joss, one of Nigeria's biggest agro-industrial businesses. Her name is Mira Mehta. He's been selected for Forbes 30 Under 30. His name is Eniolua Aboyeji.
We talk to the experts.
He's the chief economist at Business Day. He's a big friend of the show. Don't so quickly.
He's the head of the Department of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIMR. Dr. Bamidele Walofun.
And we talk to you.
I found Mr. Usman through Hard Facts. He's a listener. He sent us a WhatsApp message when we were talking about the scanners at the port.
Give me your afternoon and I'll give you the answers.
Maku, everyone. It's a brilliant, lovely afternoon in the city of Lagos, and you're welcome to Hard Facts. I'm Aogo Obo, and this you're on your number one talk news and sports station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And what a show we are going to have today, because after nearly 17 hours, we finally have a candidate for the ruling party, the All Progressives Congress. Former Governor of Lagos State, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, is now the presidential flag bearer of the All Progressives Congress, having polled 1,271 votes. It will set the tone for discussions all through from now till four on the Big Three. We'll talk with our crew who've been working their socks out at the Eagle Square, where this has happened. And at 5 to 6, we'll also get your reactions also too, which will be beginning from now. A short while ago, the presidential candidate, Bola Tinubu, gave his acceptance speech. It's a long speech, by the way, one which he said it was time for revenge for the president, who had, he said, interestingly, made him wait sometimes before he attended to him, and he said it's payback time. But insult meant, I guess it was just a joke. Both of them now on the podium where this event happened at the Eagle Square, and he's been handed the flag of the All Progressives Congress. Together, I see there Bola Tinubu, President Muhammadu Buhari, and the chairman of the All Progressives Congress, Abdullahi Adamu, who, interestingly, Bola Tinubu had some interesting words to say and talk about. 0809-597-5805 is the number on WhatsApp. Again, 0809-597-5805. It's the aftermath of the All Progressives Congress presidential primary we're focused on today. And 1,271 votes. And his closest rival, interestingly, the former governor of Rivers State and the minister, former minister of transportation, Rotimi Chibuike Amaechi, who secured 316 votes. Vice President Yemi Osinbajo secured 235 votes. And coming in fourth place President of the Senate, Ahmed Lawan. Yesterday's highlight, of course, of a very dramatic event, but you probably would have expected more drama as the national anthem is being sounded off at the Eagle Square, was the withdrawal of a number of candidates, of aspirants who pulled out. Seven of them in all withdrew from the race, leaving 14 to take part in the contest, which happened over through the night. First, the delegates went in to vote, over 2,200 of them, and then the sorting and then the counting.
So,
rigorous process, huh? Seven of them stepped down for Bola Tinubu. He thanked them in his acceptance speech, which I'll play an excerpt for you later on. And those who did not step down, he also thanked them, saying that he had no qualms against them and willing to work together. Just one candidate, aspirant stepped down. Interesting, Nicholas Felix, the youngest of the bunch, who we actually interviewed on the eve of the primary. He was second runner-up in the 2019 general election. And what a moment we had there. So just to let you know, those who stepped down from that interesting race yesterday, you had the governor of Jigawa State, Abubakar Badaru. You had the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dimeji Bankole. You also had Senator Ajayi Borofis, who stepped down also for Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Kaede Fayemi, the governor of Ekiti State, did step down too. Godswill Akpabio, the former minister of the Niger Delta, stepped down for Bola Tinubu. Ibukunle Amosun, the former governor of Ogun State, stepped down. Uju Kennedy Ohaneye, who is the only female aspirant in the contest, also stepped down for Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Kenneth Ken Namani, former president of the Senate, stepped down, but he did not step down for anyone in the contest. So just to refresh your memory, the Presidential Convention Planning Committee chairman, Abubakar Atiku Bagudu, who's the governor of Kebbi State, has announced the results a short while ago. So for those of you who were caught in transit and missed that, here it is again on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And there are 14 candidates having got 9 that voluntarily withdrew. The first person, Honorable Chukwu Emeka Nwajuba, scored 1 vote. Secondly, Engineer David N. Umahi, 38 votes. Third, Pastor Bolahan Bakari, 0 votes. Fourth, Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, 1,271 votes. Ahmed Rufai Sani, 4 votes. Chibuke Amechi, 316 votes. His Excellency Yemi Osibajo, 235 votes. His Excellency Rochas Okorocha, 0 votes. His Excellency Yahaya Bello, 47 votes. His Excellency Ten Jack Rich, 0 votes. Dr. Oponaya Onu, 1 vote. His Excellency Senator Ahmed Lawan, 152 votes. Senator Ben Ayade, 37 votes. Chief Ike Obasi Mokelu, 0 vote. This is to certify that Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, having scored the highest number of votes cast, is hereby declared winner.
And declared winner, and eventually went on to give his acceptance speech, which I'd place some excerpt for you later on in the show, and discuss some parts of the speech where it sounded like a revenge speech of some sort for those who he said and described as those who want to destroy the party, and saying that they've been proven wrong because they've been able to hold a contest, and that some sort of way he said intoxicated by the victory was why he decided to go for a while on the speech. So I'm going to play an excerpt of a Bola Tinubu's speech, and then maybe you can then hear for yourself his acceptance speech after Atiku Bagudu had announced him the winner of the All Progressives Congress primary.
Federal Republic Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, and the mama of the nation, Mrs. Aisha Buhari, the First Lady of Nigeria. Today is another historic day, and it's thanks to God Almighty that you are leaving heavy to war, to witness it, to be part of it, to be your calling, to be your arrangement. We all, not only as APC party, it has gone beyond the partition idea now. It is yours as the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. You're putting together, you have been great, gracious, and humble from the beginning. We are very grateful to you, Muhammadu Buhari, GCFR. The Vice President, a very good and supporting pillar, a good assistant to the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Professor Yemi Osinbajo. I thank GCON. We thank you for being steady and a good support to our president.
All right, we're going to come back to Bola Ahmed Tinubu's speech shortly after this. But we have Solomon Ndahi, who is a correspondent, Kula Zobia Info, at the Eagle Square in Abuja. And it's always a pleasure to speak with Solomon during the big event where we have to collaborate with our sister stations. Solomon, it's been a long, long wait, I guess.
Yes, it's been a very long week. I can assure you of that. A long wait.
And to coin Bola Tinubu, he said it's a long wait sometimes that he will have to also wait for the president whenever he goes to see him. So he might as well take his pound of flesh by making him wait also long to deliver his speech after his emergence. I mean, Pilopu did laugh at that jibe. But tell us what we did not see on the screen, so listen to the background now that the APC now has its standard bearer for next year's election?
Okay, thank you so much. I think one of the things that a lot of people will not be able to see maybe coming from a district, I think this time is that this seems to be the choice of a lot of party faithful, because a lot of people, members of this political party, right before the election yesterday, still before it even started yesterday, a lot of them were shouting and chanting, and most of them, because I had a lot of informal conversations with several of them, and they have the opinion, they share the same opinion of that of the APC leader, which is, it is his turn. They have the opinion that this man has sacrificed so much for the party, has given so much for the party. Some of them even say for the creation of the party or whatever structure. So they only feel it is right that he's given an opportunity for the presidency, and the ticket to be given to him on the 1st of August. A lot of us were eventually surprised that the votes turned out the way they were, because the way it seemed, it looked like the former Lagos state governor was coming above 1,500. So I was actually shocked when he scored 1,200. Lots of people with the body language, with the comments that I didn't make just after the voting, before sorting and eventual counting was done.
Right.
We thought it would be way, way more than what we even saw.
Right.
Confidence was very high.
And of course, I guess the party expected a lower turnout for the aspirants. They probably wanted a smaller number to deal with. It eventually ended up at 14 because they couldn't get a consensus candidate, even though some aspirants stepped down for Bola Tinubu before the poll. But tell me something, Soloma. I'm looking at the numbers for the the result, and I see that Professor Yemi Osinbajo came in third, surprisingly. A lot of people thought that he probably would have been a close second to Bola Tinubu.
Okay, when the vote had been sorted out, when it was eventually counted, a lot of people were surprised to hear the vice president even came third.
Wow.
It looked like the president of the Senate had overtaken him.
Wow.
And I can assure you that a lot of the people that were here were having informal conversations, because as I've mentioned earlier, most of these people will not tell you how they honestly feel. They know you're a journalist.
Right.
They believe you're going to go and put them on the spot. Most of them are politicians that have already pitched their tent here. But the average politician would like to only benefit from every year. So most of them, we had to infiltrate them before they could give us their honesty. They were so sad and angry. There was a particular point that the vice president actually came into the arena. And when he came into the arena, just before the president, he just did a little quick tour. And we could see, this is not something they'll tell you, you'll be sick or whatever.
Wow.
I was there physically live. He was being booed. There was a lot of boos coming from the Lagos stands, the supporter, the get from Lagos State, because there was a lot of boos, just saying with the parents of the team. Many people, it's what we saw, thinking he will be maybe below 100 or very below that.
Right. All right. I was having a little difficulty getting the point you made, but I got eventually what Solomon was saying. So Solomon was saying that when the vice president came in the first time, he was jeered and booed by a lot of people. But interestingly,
particularly the delegate from Lagos State.
The delegate from Lagos State.
They booed him, and even the president of the Senate had it even worse, because when he came in before the vice president, they booed him outrightly. And contrary, when the leader of the APC, the former governor of Lagos State, came he took the intervention of security men to counter them, because there was so much. So from that particular point,
it showed where things were headed to.
Of what was going to emerge.
Yeah. Interestingly, when the vice president gave his speech later on the night, he had a lot of supporters cheering him along the sides, just before he gave his speech on his way back.
Yes, that when he did his speech, when he came to speak just before the president and before voters, I mean, a lot of people did seem to support him. But one thing we now discovered, because in everything you have to look at it from the perspective at least it is. You know, we found out that most of the people that came to support the vice president at that time were not delegates that, you know, we are not party members that were going to vote. Most of them are Abuja-based groups that have been showing support for the vice president. You see them with their banded T-shirts and everything.
Right.
Because if only those crowds were even delegates, then of course the vice president would have got more than this.
Right.
Most of these people were just guys from within Abuja. You could see them in their banded shirts, young men and women. So they were not actually members. Because even at the time that, you know, they were giving this particular support and there was an uproar, which led to a discussion of events for about a minute or two.
Right.
You can see that the actual delegates, most of them were still not happy, and like the ones from Lagos were still booing. Because I particularly desired to pitch my, you know, my, I was in stand and
observe
very close to the Lagos delegates. So I had a good idea of what they were doing.
Exactly. Interestingly, it's a majority Lagos audience listening, and I'm sure I'd love to hear what they have to say about the Oshibajo snob. During that, once I'm done. But before I let you go, Solomon Ndahi, still with the vice president, you know, when the speech had been given, we had a strange thing happen. Well, not necessarily strange. The president walked up to the podium and handed the flag to Bola Ahmed Tinubu. I thought the vice president would have joined in that delegation to go meet the winner of the primary, but it appears that he did not. He just sat down on his seat. But I'm going to get your reaction to that. I thought I had enough time to get your response to that. But we're going to go on. We're going on a quick break. We're going on a quick break, and we come back. I get your response on that, and then I guess you can be off to go catch that 40 wings, because I can imagine it's been a long, long day for you. But don't go anywhere, Solomon, and the rest of the listeners. We'll be right back on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
All right, welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. And it's 3:30 and we're taking reactions to the APC's presidential primary, where Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the national leader of the All Progressives Congress and former governor of Lagos State, has emerged as the party's presidential candidate. And Solomon Ndahi, together with the rest of our crew in Abuja, have been providing excellent coverage for this. And we've just been discussing with Solomon on some of the events. So back to you, Solomon. Before I get to you, Solomon, again quickly, thank you very much, Richard, for Lagos, who said, just to make a little correction on what I said a few minutes ago, actually Oshibajo was at the podium when the APC flag was being handed to Tinubu. Buhari, it was who did the honors, and he, Buhari, was sandwiched between both men. Oh, I'm so sorry, I must have missed that when it happened. But thank you very much for the correction.
Yes, that's the clarification I would have also pointed out. But I guess, you know, maybe sometimes but it wasn't so obvious. I just want to add to that. In as much as he was there, you know, you could see from his body language that even before this particular declaration, when the president came back, to continue his proceedings for today, you know, and even when the leader of the APC approached him to greet him, he actually focused to greet the vice president, even if to greet the vice president, and it took the hard work of the speaker, Femi Badiang-Benmila, who had to remind, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, that he didn't acknowledge the presence of the DP, you know, before Tinubu now had to come back and acknowledge the VP. So there's still a sense of pressure, and believe me, journalists took note of that.
Okay, I know that you want to go very quickly, and of course, a lot of people in Abuja. Well, if you were a hotelier, you made a killing from this, or anyone who had business around the Eagle Square. But I guess for a majority of the people in Abuja, they want to get back to life as quickly as possible.
Work was almost like a public holiday for the civil servants, because location of this particular venue was close to the Eagle Square, is close to the previous secretariat, you know, and the secretariat looked almost deserted, since Monday, that's the information I gathered, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so it's almost like a 3-day public holiday for civil servants.
Right. Right. Thank you very much, Solomon Dahi. And of course, we'll touch bases with you to get reactions. I'm sure in the coming days, the people in Abuja would want to react to what has happened as we get closer to the 2023 general elections. Thank you very much, Solomon.
I'm always available. I thank you for having me.
Excellent. So, yeah, we've had Solomon Dahi, who is a correspondent, Kolwa Zobia Info in Abuja. It was at the Eagle Square for several hours. They had to also wait those long hours until Bola Ahmed Tinubu emerged. And that's our cue to get your reactions. And we'll do this now. There'll be at 4 p.m. A repeat of Glass Ceiling. But 5 p.m. we'll come back again to get more reactions to a very momentous day. Well, at least for the people, All Progressives Congress, it's their day. And tomorrow also too, I know one other party has I think it's the NNPP, Rabiu Musa Kwankwaso's party also too, will be having its convention. Quite a number of them as they try to beat the deadline next week, where all parties must submit the list of their candidates for the for the 2023 general election. What do you think? It's a homeboy who has picked the ticket for the All Progressives Congress. I say homeboy because majority of the people in Lagos, I'm sure, remember that Bola Tinubu was a governor of this state for 8 years. And not just that, interestingly, Moshood Kashimao Abiola, MKO Abiola, June 12th is a couple of days from now. And he was also a major actor together with the Nadeko and the rest of them. They've been ingrained in the politics of not just the state, but the democratic fabric, if you know what I mean, of the entire Southwest and the country. And to imagine that next year will mark 30 years after June 12, 1993, and then one of the leading lights for that movement will be on the ballot for next year and stands a chance of maybe becoming the next president. What a story that will be. But let's get to your reactions. 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. Let's hear what you have to say on WhatsApp. I come back to you on WhatsApp, or all of you, and then I'll get to the phone lines. Let's hear another voice and hear what you have to say about Bola Ahmed Tinubu emerging as the candidate of the All Progressives Congress, the presidential candidate. Hello and good afternoon.
Yes, so good afternoon, sir.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please? What's your name, please, and where are you calling?
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. What's your name?
It's Comrade Shakumaku.
Hey, Makushi, Comrade Kuboko. Go ahead, please.
Sir, I have two problems. I have two issues.
Go ahead.
Collection center is my issue, and Nigeria used to now come together. Let us stop tribalism and sentiment and vote. Who can give us future? Are you hearing me?
Right.
Concerning delegates that they said that they cannot read and write, well, the delegates are not a problem. If I am a delegate, if you give me money, I will collect it and go and buy machines as a nylon producer and employ more youth. I'm not blaming them. But who I'm going to blame now is Nigerians, some Nigerians that will vote sentimentally and tribalistic. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
We hear you.
So they can give anybody a flag. Anybody can be a flag bearer. But I'm praying to God and I make. Give us real fair elections. Don't give us what happened in Alo. I'm announcing results under duress. Want to hear it again next year.
Thank you very much, Comrade Kuboko. Give us free, fair elections, he says, to the electoral body. Let's hear from Kelvin. Kelvin joins us. He's in Lagos. I don't know whether it's the mainland or the island. But Kelvin, great to have you join us.
Well, I mean, on the islands, on the road.
Excellent. A good place
already,
to be.
A lot of my people in Suleri have started celebrating already.
Ah, I see.
It's not. It's not the small thing, my brother.
Well, he had great words for the Gbajabia Milas.
Yes, you know we are in the same constituency.
All right, go ahead, Kelvin.
Let me stand political this afternoon. The Jagaban has done a lot for this party. There's no doubt about it. He has done a lot. And in terms of his political sagacity, I have a lot of respect for him. It has been a long night. And immediately I saw those that were stepping down and stepping down. I knew the game was changing. The margin is tremendous. You know, tremendous margin. You know, I was even thinking the vice president would come behind him. But seeing the former River State governor taking the second position there, is something worth you know, thinking of. Anyway, we now have the two major contestants from the two major political parties. We are back to history again, 2019. We are now behind the, you know, the rock and the hard place. This time it's in a rock and a tight place. So Nigerians that are on Twitter, on Facebook, and everywhere talking about a certain P2B, make sure it is not on Twitter. Get your PVCs, let us do the right thing. The game has started. The battle has been drawn. It's time for us to do the needful. But I want to congratulate him. Congratulations to Ashura Adebola Tinubu. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelvin. Keep those calls coming in. If you're female, you can also call this line, 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. Even as we speak, the new Nigeria People's Party's convention presidential primary is going on, and Rabiu Musa Kwankwaso is the leading candidate, and more likely than not to emerge. I think he's already emerged, but I'll get clarification if Rabiu Kwankwaso has emerged as the presidential candidate of the new Nigeria People's Party. So quite a busy day in the politics for a number of parties as they're trying to be the deadline for their submission of the candidates for the 2023 general election. So just like Kelvin pointed out, we have already Atiku Abubakar, we have Peter Obi with the Labour Party, we have now Bola Ahmed Tinubu with the All Progressives Congress, and we have also two, very likely now, Rabiu Musa Kwankwaso. And as that is happening also too, we see that the SDP's National Convention, my crew tells me, is having its convention and presidential primaries. So we'll see how that one pans out, who will be the presidential candidate for the SDP. So it's interesting times we have. Let's go to Jude. Jude is in Suleri. Hello, Jude. Great to have you join us.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am Olorogun Jude from Suleri.
Olorogun Jude. Otota, eh?
I'll go on. You guys are doing good work.
Thank you very much. So today is Super Tuesday. Is it today Super
Wednesday?
Super Wednesday.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But the fact is, I am not a member of the APC. I'm a member of the PDP.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yes. And now Tinubu will understand what they call national politics now. He's been playing regional politics.
Okay.
Now, he will not come against fellow Old War Hawks.
Okay.
In the person of Atiku, and I want to tell Nigerians and or tell people from the Southwest, the Northerners will queue behind Atiku. That's for sure. You understand? They vote along ethnic line. They don't vote along anything. So, but for me, let's congratulate Tinubu. He has done enough for the party. He has worked out for APC, but walking behind Atiku to reclaim our mandate for that we lost in 2015.
All right. Thank you very much, Olorogun Jude, who is a member of the PDP. And interesting how, and we see this will pan out for all of the candidates. Lines are buzzing, so don't worry. We'll deal with this hour. We'll also deal with this between 5 and 6 to get your reactions. On WhatsApp, this is Tony Anele from Ijagemo who says, kudos to APC, especially the Northern Governors, who I give high up for their maturity. The lowest point is to the APC's chairman, whose political influence must have been bruised in his immature conduct of single-handedly arriving at consensus option, which will forever haunt his political career. Nevertheless, I'm surprised that Bola Ahmed Tinubu cleans the ticket. I'm not surprised, he says, as a master strategist. I saw it coming. Let's expect a keen contest and a three-horse race. Atiku, Tinubu, Obi. Interestingly, Bola Tinubu in his speech said, I did not think I was going to win. Maybe he was just talking tongue-in-cheek. And then for Ahmed Lawan, he had some interesting thoughts to say, saying that he would have been upset with him, but that he's no longer upset since he lost to him. And that, by the way, he'll be licking his wound, which I wonder what that meant, but an interesting speech. I'll play you some more except of that Bola Tinubu speech. Well, let's speak with Innocent.
Yeah.
Hello, Innocent. Great to have you join us. Are you there, Innocent?
Yes, I'm there, Mr. Gogo. Good evening.
I see you're calling from Festac.
No, I'm calling from Agric.
From Agric. Well, what's the difference between Agric and Festac? You know what you used to say? We know what you used to say back in the day. We say Festac and its Environ. So Agric is Environ, sir?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Mr. Tinubu, imagine as the APC candidate, the North, they want the power to go back to them. They know what they're doing. Immediately, I said to them that they will not allow North to emerge again because they want that power to shift back. Right. They want this contest now to be between Tinubu and Obi to share the first vote, while the people will take all the North vote and merge. I know that's what they are planning to do, and it won't work out for them.
Oh dear, we lost connection with Innocent, but interesting analysis. I've heard this. I'm waiting for Eze Doom to call. Eze Doom called yesterday and he said he could beat his chest that Rotimi Amaechi will be the presidential candidate and Ahmed Lawan will be the vice. And I was waiting to hear from Eze Doom also too. And for those of you whose predictions did not happen right, maybe you probably will have new predictions on how you think the general elections will go. So keep those calls coming in. And let's hear what you have to say. This is Mike from Lekki who says, for me, it's scary for Tinubu becoming the president of Nigeria. Agberos will now have full access in his government. It's a big threat for the cities. I'd love to hear what he has to say about area boys, not just in Lagos, but the entire country, when we have the opportunity to have the interview with him and those debates on the critical issues affecting the country. And he did have a lot to say about the insecurity plaguing the country. Very strong words on the forthcoming election and the things happening all across the country. MM from Aguda in Suleri says that he is a master planner, but the other way round, the Hausa might turn it around by voting a Hausa candidate so as to regain power through another party. All we do on air is to make noise and express our frustrations. But when it comes to voting, we can't because majority of us don't have PVCs. Instead of complaining, why can't you be part of the 2023 decision? So I don't have your name, sir, but we get your point. So everyone who hasn't gotten yet their voter card, go to the nearest local government office. You have from now till the end of this month. If you haven't registered before, go there and register so you can get your voter card and be part of the electoral process next year. So you still have time. Today is the first week. Today is the 8th of June. You have at least 22 days, about 3 weeks to make this happen. Dedicate some time and go and get your voter card. We're still taking in calls on 99.3 Nigeria Info is the reaction. What I say, it's Super Wednesday. First, we've seen the emergence of Bola Ahmed Tinubu as a candidate of the people of the All Progressives Congress. And we've seen also now Rabiu Musa Kwankwaso as the presidential candidate for the New Nigeria People's Party. And there's still the SDP's primary going on as we speak. Well, both primaries going on still, but Musa Kwankwaso looks like he's giving his acceptance speech already. Atiku won the PDP election but did not congratulate Peter Obi. Now he's congratulating Tinubu. Chai, this is not fair or a fair for Moshaba. Well, maybe because they have a long time working together. Atiku Abubakar was once the Action Congress standard bearer. I think that was in 2007. And they come a long way. So I guess they probably have a lot in common beyond point. Well, it'd be interesting to see how they even go head to head. Will it be friend versus friend, or will it be foe versus friend? The Northern Governors and the APC chairman are acting a script to ensure they can retain power. Don't be deceived, folk. Kelly from Awoyaya. Let's get back to the phone lines and hear what you have to say. Hello. Sorry about that. Do call back and let's hear what you have to say. Then this one says, good day. This is Elisha from Ikota in Aja. And he says that when I said Eze Doom's prediction was dead on arrival, he thought I was joking. I wish I had bet with him. I know some people who have lost at least 100,000 naira because they bet, they did wager that Tinubu would not win. Hello and good afternoon, rather. Yeah, great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
This is Donald, your friend that took you from your office.
Donald, great to have you join us.
Last laugh.
Please go ahead.
For me, it's meant for us, Nigeria, to go for our own choice. For me, either Peter will be going ZPP, whether he goes JPP, I and my household, we are going there. Because all these Tinubu and Atiku, so all school, I'm not there after them. Because I have seen example that Peter will be showing us for him to leave that PDP, that he cannot spend his money in the name of buying people for the for the delegates. No. He wanted to show the example to Nigeria that he's not after, he's not there after his pocket. He's there to show the message that he's ready to take us to the promised land. And that is why I am there for him. Anywhere he goes, I will go with him. I'm a northern guy. I'm from even Borno State.
Yes,
but anywhere he goes, I go with him. Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right. Thank you very much. My friend from Borno State who says he goes with Peter Obi anywhere he goes. And let's see. Well, which lets you know also too, Borno is in the north. So those of you who are thinking, oh, Tiku, all the northerners will go with him, you'll be surprised that it's not exactly the way you think. The north is as one block. You have people who vote, you know, according to what they say. So I think you're going very well about your analysis about how the north will vote en bloc. Most times it doesn't happen that way. In fact, I remember I spoke with Osita Chiloke some time back and was trying to explain to me how Atiku's votes most times had come from the south and the southeast, not necessarily more from the north. We've got a couple of minutes still to go on this part one of the reactions to what a Wednesday it's been. Let's go back to the phone line. I think we can take in one or two more calls and then we go on that break. Hello and good afternoon. All right, looks like this one has gone back to Eagle Square. Let's try another line. Hello and good afternoon. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello.
Great to have you join us on Hard Fact. What's your name?
Mirabe from Ikotsu.
Oh, Mirabel, please go ahead quickly.
How am I feeling? Yeah, I'm not happy with Tinubu. I'm not happy that Tinubu won the flag bearer for APC. First of all, I don't like APC. I don't like Tinubu.
Oh, all right.
Tinubu is not the man to take us forward. He's not the man to take us. I'm still supporting Peter Obi. So
all right.
I'm going to vote for Peter Obi.
All right. Thank you very much.
See the way he was praising Buhari. Buhari has really destroyed Nigeria. He's praising him, calling him a supporter. Can you imagine?
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mirabel. Mirabel, not impressed with the outcome of the APC's primary. Let's take in one more call and hear your reaction to a super Wednesday it's been. Hello and good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well. Great to have you join us.
Yeah. My name is Prince Wires, calling you from Amuad office.
Excellent, Prince Wires. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, my dear. You see, it is God Almighty making. Because I'm expecting Tinubu to win. Yet I don't think it is to go this way. 1,200. The next, around 2016. In fact, this is a pan-Nigeria candidate. And in fact, it is in Nigeria today, if election is taking place today or tomorrow, it will be, the president will come between APC and PDP. And when you see the two candidates now, they are giants. Other party we are talking about, I want to follow a candidate anywhere. If all of them come together to form a formidable party, it is there they can challenge both APC and PDP. As of now, let me tell you, the money you don't want to spend in PDP or APC, when you go to a party without structure, first time. So today, I happy for Asiwaju. Today, I feel bad for him. He's supposed to have stepped down yesterday. When you saw that people stepping down, we, the Yorubas, we listen to our elders. We listen to the force of reason. I don't know. Look at it now. Let's say yesterday, he come up and say, my boss, accept that for you. We will hate him, but look what he did, and the other day he failed woefully. Mm. Tinubu, may God, thank God for you. The more, in fact, I'm very happy now. Let me just stop there. God says thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Prince Wyeth, who says he's very happy. This will form a talking point when we come back at 5 on the Big Hat Fact, where one of the talking points will be about Professor Yemi Oshibaju. What do you think happens to him from here? A lot of people sort of think his political career is over, even though he'd be the vice president, but he came a distant third, and makes you wonder what will happen to him going forward as a politician. Take some messages on WhatsApp. I don't think I can take those messages, but don't worry. We come back to this. There's plenty of time. I'll try and see if I can get the APC's public secretary also to Felix Mocha for 5 so that he can react, maybe take one or two questions. But then I open the phone lines for you all to have your say on what a big, big week, big Wednesday it's been for us on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.